The InfoWar is not gone. It has been reborn. AlexJonesLive.com is the new site to find the next step in the InfoWar. Articles, video reports, live streams, breaking news. It's all on AlexJonesLive.com. We need you to be the Paul Revere's and share the links. You can also find us on X at RealAlexJones and on Rumble at rumble.com/TheAlexJonesShowLive. And don't forget to download the app. Go to AlexJonesApp.com.
For free.
The fight continues. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
AlexJonesLive.com. We've only just begun to fight. Nice try, globalist, but Alex Jones is still here, and you can watch The Alex Jones Show live on these platforms. On X at Real Alex Jones, and on Rumble at The Alex Jones Show Live, or go to the website alexjoneslive.com. And don't forget to download the number one news app in the world on Apple and Android, Alex Jones App. .com. Share the links now and tell everyone Alex Jones is back and he's not f***ing leaving.
All right, Mark Lynch is in the bullpen. Look at him right there. He is injecting massively important issues, bare minimum winning by doing that, and now he is on the heels of the bubble wand princess, Queen Lindsey Graham. This is massive. And, you know, they think they got Massey, they think they got MTG. Well, we need to get Graham. You just saw the House say, hey, we need a, you know, war resolution here. And Trump now knows he's been set up with this Iran war. So thank God he's hitting the brakes there. He just had Kennedy restrict almost all the childhood poison shots. That's good. We're just calling balls and strikes here on Trump and, you know, fighting with all these corporate and foreign interests over Trump. And that's where we are. But I got to tell you, people like Mark Lynch, who's got the pedigree here from, the, you name it, Tea Party, Patriot Groups, John Birch Society, this guy's been fighting his whole adult life against the globalist. I mean, I've been doing it 32 years on air. He's been doing it a lot longer than that. And that's when you know you got somebody you need to back, is when they are absolutely long in the tooth when it comes to fighting the tyrants. And so everybody, the folks that ran off to, you know, Kentucky to try to override that theft there, you need to get to South Carolina to get Mark Lynch in, because I've got the latest poll numbers here. Just had them in front of me. And Lindsey Graham is crapping bricks right now. And, you know, these polls are all skewed towards him, but Lynch is right behind him, 18% not sure. And so we need to get that 18% on there right now. And then Lindsey can retire as a 70-something-year-old man to Orlando to walk around with a little girl's bubble wand and photos and videos of him following small girls around. Now, the word was he doesn't like girls, but I guess he does if they're little. I mean, he likes them, pat them on the head. But, I mean, if you learn your neighbor was a 70-something-year-old man and went to buy himself to Disney World, would you let him babysit your daughter? All I'm saying is this guy's a creepy freak who was a never-Trumper and is just absolutely a piece of garbage, and I don't have enough horrible things to say about Lindsey Graham. So we need to take him. He needs to jump on his bubble wand like a witch, and with his, all those little flying monkeys, fly on down to Orlando where he can retire there at Disney World. Maybe he can dress up like one of the, you know, the Disney princesses or the wicked queen that tries to kill Snow White. That'd probably be good for him. Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the biggest globalist traitor, faggot of them all? Well, it's you, Lindsey. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Now in the 21st century, it's time to stand up and realize that we should not allow ourselves to be crammed into this rat maze. We should not submit to dehumanization. The 21st century is going to be a new century. Not the century of slavery. Not the century of lies, issues with no significance, and classism, and statism, and all the rest of the modes of control. It's going to be the age of humankind standing up for something pure, something right.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
I want freedom! That's what I want! And that's what you should want!
You're listening to Alex Jones.
The truth is out there in front of you, but they lay out this buffet of lies. I'm sick of it, and I'm not going to take a bite out of it!
AlexJonesLive.com. Tomorrow's news today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, when we first had him on, I don't know, was it 6-8 months ago? I forget. He's been on a few of the other shows here. Our guest was polling at like 3% right when he got into it, Mark Lynch. Now he is at a whopping 36 in some of the big mainline polls, some of the other polls even higher. Graham at 46, Lynch at 36, not sure 18% with this key primary coming up. Lindsey Graham is looking at potential runoff. This is huge. I'm not going to go over Mark Lynch's whole background, but a South Carolina businessman, conservative Republican, candidate for U.S. Senate, challenging incumbent Senator Lindsey Bubble Wand Disney Stalker Graham. In the 2026 GOP primary, lifelong resident of upstate, Lynch was born and raised in South Carolina, where he attended Wade Hamilton High School, University of South Carolina. Lynch positioned himself as God-fearing conservative businessman and a strong supporter of President Trump. He previously ran for South Carolina State Senate 2020, narrowly losing to incumbent Scott Talley by approximately 6 percentage points. In 2025, Lynch founded the United Patriots Alliance, a Greenville-based organization with ties to the ultra-conservative, that's what the communists call anything that's not communist, John Birch Society, reflecting his commitment to conservative values. His campaign for U.S. Senate emphasizes strict adherence to the Constitution, pro-life policies, border policies, and reaffirming American manufacturing. He's totally America first. Lynch has been vocal in criticizing Senator Graham, accusing him of betraying Republican values and failing to support Trump on issues like border security and January 6th events. And he has been doing a great job just exploding up to just points behind Lindsey Graham, even in their Cook polls. Lynch for Senate, L-Y-N-C-H, Lynch for Senate.com, Mark Lynch, S-C on X. So be sure and share that with everybody you know. We're so close to this. There's so many places, you know, to go with this. But I mean, I'm not trying to just be petty here. I would not. I'm just, it doesn't sound normal. I would not associate with any grown elderly man who vacations by himself with bubble wands at Disney World. I mean, it just, the creep alarms go off. But then the meat and potatoes is the never Trumper stuff, voting with Democrats, trying to undermine us getting peace in Ukraine, and so many other issues with Lady Graham. So, Mark, congratulations on running such a great campaign. You're within striking distance. Everybody should say a prayer, but also get engaged. Give us the latest, what we can do, and why people should support you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Alex. Thank you so much for what you do. Thank you for fighting for this country like you have all these years. It's an honor to be on your show again. Yeah, it's exciting. South Carolina is on fire. We have momentum. The whole country's watching. We've been asking the whole country's been asking, why is Lindsey Graham still in the U.S. Senate for South Carolina with all of his shenanigans and stabbing Trump in the back every chance he gets, being a Democrat? His voting record proves that a 43% conservative lifetime voting record, 57% constitutional lifetime voting record. He's failing. You know, when we first entered this race, Breitbart News Organization contacted us. We said, we don't know what y'all are doing. We've never seen Lindsey move to the right this early in a cycle. What are y'all doing? And we gave them the news from an Obama email with Paul Harstad, Obama's chief campaign pollster, having a conversation with John Podesta, of all people, and they all agreed Lindsey Graham will be the greatest ally to the Democrat Party, and he proves it every day. He's a traitor. We've got to get rid of this scumbag and answer, you know, because South Carolina's been first. This is one of the best states to live in. People are moving here. It's a first choice in America. But they get here, they think they're in a red state till they see the voting records of our people in the state house and what's going on in the Senate. And we're going to fix that this time, Alex. It's
well, that's
over.
Right. I don't know
Lindsey's
how he's
gone.
I don't know how he's flown under the radar, and you have just exploded. And but I was reading the news, remember, I'm wrong. Every week you move up really fast, so it's all a race of time. But this is just amazing. The more people learn about you, the more they support you.
Yes, the informed voters are with us. Our platform's winning everywhere we speak, and the momentum's growing, and it's going to happen. It's over.
I want to get into issues with you, but I want to get back to this because this is a big deal for me. What would your wife or what would your mother think or what would your neighbor think if you said you're on a fishing trip and then they found out you're by yourself at Disney World with a bubble wand? There's videos falling little kids around. I mean, to me, it speaks to mental illness, bare minimum. I mean, this is a war hawk. This is a guy that's obviously got a tank full of sugar here. And it's been well known he's blackmailed reportedly with that. And anytime it brings up, he really gets scared. But regardless, just what are South Carolinians thinking? Suddenly he poses himself with a shotgun. Looks like he doesn't know which end is it. But I mean, just from where I'm from, grown men by themselves that go to Disney World and follow kids around bubble wands. I mean, I'll tell you, if I did that, my family probably stopped talking to me. I mean, they know something was wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what pedophiles do. He's trolling for young children in Disney World. 70-year-old man by himself on vacation, walking around chasing kids with a bubble wand. Come on. Everybody sees it. The gig's up. You know, the Who had a song, "We Won't Get Fooled Again." That should be our state song this election on Tuesday. "We Won't Get Fooled Again." No more.
I've been following your race some, and I'm going to remember, correct me if I'm wrong, weren't you at like 15 points, which is still great from nowhere? And the bubble wand, you boosted up into the 30s and you're right behind him now. I mean, was it the bubble wand or is it the unpopular war? What's are people learning about his bad voting record? What moved you right up behind him?
I think that, and just as we get closer, people are finally getting involved and they're searching and they're seeing this information out there, Alex. And they know the truth, and everybody's talking, and they're sharing our information and sharing the voting records. And, you know, this war in Iran that he helped start and helped give Netanyahu some talking points to get Trump involved so we can go fight another endless war. Everybody's tired of that. And the young people in our state, in college, they're sick of Lindsey. We have their vote. They see that their future's not real hopeful. They're wondering how they're ever going to afford a house again. They're worried about, getting a job when they get out of college with all these people from out of the country coming in here on H-1B visas, taking their jobs for half pay, and they'll never assimilate into this country. And it's like this one engineering student said at Clemson, "I was born here, Mr. Lynch, and I can't get a job."
Well, one last comment on the bubble wand, then I'll move on to other things. Even if he's not a pedo, which I'd always heard he's compromised, and there's been some evidence of that. I mean, obviously, it is what it is. Where there's smoke, there's fire. But he's in the middle of starting a war, pushing it, and then he runs off for 3-4 days to run around with kids with a bubble wand. It just, people get mad at Trump playing golf. No, he needs a rest. He works super hard. That's completely normal. Go fishing, go hunting, go do whatever. But it's just the weirdness of it. It's just so bizarre that a grown 70-year-old man's doing that. I don't want people to forget the bubble wand. I mean, I hope you'll say in your next interviews or when you're local, just, you know, Lindsey needs to get on his bubble wand like the witch he is and just fly back down to Orlando and, you know, retire down there, because it's just, I think the bubble wand will bring him down.
Yeah, South Carolinians haven't seen Lindsey or heard from him. I hear that all the time. He's arrogant. He talks down to people, and he hadn't been around the state doing anything for South Carolina. And then he tells us during that time that, "I'm coming back to South Carolina to take your sons and daughters over here to the Middle East to fight in this war." No, you're not, Lindsey. That's not going to happen. We're tired of that. You're a childless warmonger. You know nothing about family or sons and daughters. All you care about with your bloodlust for war is get more money from the military-industrial complex.
Well, that's right. I got three children that are draft age, one that's 9. But my son's 23, my oldest daughter's 22, my other daughter's 18. And I'm telling you, if there was a real war for this country, if they had a draft, Mexico attackers, I'd say draft them. My children are not going to fight the Russians or the Iranians for these wars the globalists set up.
Right. You know, he was getting called out by President Trump on the Ukraine war because Trump was over there talking peace between Putin and Zelensky. And Lindsey's living over there, spending hundreds of thousands of dollars a night in extravagant hotels and no telling what else he's doing with Zelensky, promoting more war. And, you know, Larry Johnson, former CIA agent, brought it up. I think Lindsey's in violation of the Logan Act. He's not the Secretary of War. He's not the Secretary of State, and he's definitely not President Trump. Why is he over there promoting more war against what the president's agenda is?
Well, that's
is?
Right. Former high-level CIA analysts who are never wrong have said it's about to break, and I'm waiting as it needs to, that he's been caught money laundering out of Ukraine.
Right.
You know, who else is a leader that dresses up, you know, like a princess and wears high heels and stuff? Zelensky was reportedly a homosexual prostitute. I mean, he certainly did it on TV with men. So I guess this is the MO of the type of guys they look for.
Yeah, that's who Lindsey hangs out with for sure.
God help us. So you read my mind because I was going here next. ABC News, Graham says he's asking South Carolina to send its sons and daughters to the Mideast. Let's go ahead and roll that clip.
Up to our allies, step up. Get our air bases out of Spain. They're not reliable. Move all those airplanes to a country that would let us use them when we're threatened by a regime like Iran. To our friends in Spain, man, you have lost your way. I don't want to do business with you anymore. I want our air bases out of Spain into a country that will let us use them. To our Arab friends, I've tried to help you construct a new Mideast. You need to up your game here. I can't go to South Carolina and say we're fighting and you won't publicly fight. What you're doing behind the scenes, that has to stop. The double dealing of the Arab world when it comes to this stuff needs to end. I go back to South Carolina. I'm asking them to send their sons and daughters over to the Mideast. What I want you to do in the Mideast to our friends in Saudi Arabia and other places, step forward and say, this is my fight too. I join America. I'm publicly involved in bringing this regime down. If you don't, you're making a great mistake and you're going to cut off the ability to have a better relationship with the United States. I say this as a friend.
Mark, I can't believe that you're not 30 points ahead of this guy. I mean, it's a feat that you've come from nowhere to get within striking distance, but what can we do to ensure that this creature is sent back to Disney World?
I just pray for the scales to be removed from South Carolinians' eyes. I pray for discernment that they'll see the truth. I'll pray. You know, they asked me when I first launched this campaign back in February of 25, a lot of people would come up and say, how are you going to defeat Lindsey Graham? He's got hundreds of millions of dollars. He's a senior senator. He's in the good old boy club. I said, you're going to vote for me. That's how. The voters have to make that decision. I'm willing to go and represent you. And that's how we do it. It doesn't matter how much money he has. If everybody changes their mind and decides we're sick of this, this is enough, this embarrassment of South Carolina to the nation, everybody's watching going, y'all, what are you doing down there? You're one of the greatest states in the country, and you have a guy like Lindsey Graham representing you. You've got a guy now that's put his name in the hat. It's doable. And like you said, Alex, I'm not going to be surprised if we don't dominate Tuesday and there won't even be a need for a runoff. God's showing up. And, you know, I'm an ordained deacon and it's time to get godly character back in this seat in the White House to represent South Carolina. Somebody that will be a true patriot, that'll hold the line, that won't compromise, that checks every bill. Any decision will be made with godly principles and constitutional values to represent America first. Not me. It's not about me. I'm a servant. I've been serving people in recovery for years. I'm serving our customers for years. I'm a husband, a father, a husband of 38 years with two children and four grandchildren. I love this country. I don't have to do this. I'm answering a calling. I'm willing to sacrifice. And when my wife prayed about this, being debt-free since 99, corporately and personally, we prayed about it. We pushed $5 million of our retirement funds into this race because we know this takes a lot of money. I would never spend $100 million of donors' money. Not, that's too much. But
you're personally all in.
Yes, sir. We've got skin in the game. We put our money where our mouth is, and I signed the front of these checks. It didn't come from China or the Ukraine.
You know, it's funny you brought that up because I was doing my own research before the interview, and I was thinking, what's the theme here? And it's even in the news. Lindsay is hiding. He's not being seen anywhere. What's going on?
Right. There's been forum after forum. There's groups all over the state in our 46 counties that have set up debates and speaking engagements for everybody. Lindsay's not come to one. When he has an engagement, a forum of his own, it's a ticketed event. You have to apply. They have to vet you to make sure you're not going to come in and boo him and ask a question he doesn't want to answer. So he knows better. It'd be foolish for him to come anywhere because he's booed off the stage and in the airport and everywhere he goes in South Carolina. When this is over and he's not in the Senate again, he's going to have to move somewhere. It may be to Israel or the Ukraine or somewhere. We don't know where he'll go, but he's not welcome here anymore. He's ruined that.
Well, normally when I attack people, it's not on how they look. I mean, I will when they're totally stupid like Kamala Harris or brain dead like Biden. But Graham has always made my skin crawl. And everybody I know says he makes your skin crawl. And I know people from South Carolina, they're great people. It is an anomaly that you guys have such a freak as your senator. I mean the guy, just the way he votes, the way he acts, the way he looks. He does that face all the time. He starts saying, I'm so happy we got a war. Death, death, kill everybody. Kill all the, I'm glad we're killing. I mean, it's just, and it'd be one thing if it was a big badass. Like, I know, like, Delta Force guys and Navy SEAL heroes, and they're all nice guys. They don't act tough. You know, they don't like have to kill because they're real killers. They understand that's just an aspect they have to do, and they respect it. This guy talks about murder and death and power, and I bet you he can't find his ass with both hands. There's just something sick about a disgusting, pedo-looking pervert. I'm not saying he's a pedophile, but if I was going to cast somebody for a movie that drives around in an ice cream truck kidnapping kids, it'd be him. I mean, he's got to be the creepiest looking creature I've ever seen. It's like he's not even real. I mean, just look at that, people. Look at the open evil.
Yeah, that's right. He's a very insecure little man, and he talks big, but that's all just talk, and we all know it.
God almighty. Well, I heard the CIA guys, who've always been accurate in the past, they said they're about to drop the evidence of the money laundering, which is par for the course in Ukraine, as you know. And so with Burisma and Hunter and all that, so we need to see the goods.
Right. You know, and some of the things that are winning on our platform, Alex, is when we call him a traitor, people say, well, why do you say that? And I say, well, you know, he's the head of the budget committee. He's added $4.2 trillion to our debt with a few years of his leadership. In the fourth quarter of 25 and the first quarter of 26, he voted to allocate another $5.67 billion twice in the last two quarters to help support illegal aliens in this country. We're printing money out of thin air. We don't have it, $39 trillion in debt. You know, we're going to leave a big bill for our grandchildren to try to pay. They're going to miss the opportunity we've all had growing up in this great country.
By the way, that's something I forget about, because you're an expert, and I'm somewhat when I'm in the weeds on this, and the public's busy. I forget how bad his rate. You mentioned that he has the ratings of a Democrat in all the big rating conservative groups. Remind us of some of the stuff he stands for, because it's so. And now, look, I like Trump overall. I get mad when he goes sideways, but the fact that he continues to endorse his arch enemies, you would win by 30 points if Trump had endorsed you. And for whatever reason, right, you know, the Graham's sycophants to him. But we should remind everybody about Graham's record. Go over some of that stuff.
Again, his conservative, lifetime conservative voting record is 43%. His lifetime constitutional voting record is 57%. He votes like Democrats or worse. One of his nicknames is Gramnesty. You know, he was part of the Gang of Eight wanting to grant amnesty to all these illegal aliens. Are you going to let 100 people come into your home tonight, Alex, and you've never met them, you know nothing about them? Y'all can all stay here and live with me. We love all of y'all. There's a refrigerator. Pick a bedroom. Welcome home. That's what we're doing. And all of the people in this country we know are not looking for the American dream. They're here to destroy our country. You know, he sponsored the Afghan Adjustment Act that allowed 180,000 illegal Afghans come into this country. And that didn't work out too well. Unvetted. Yeah. And on video in the Senate, he said they're unvettable. Then he puts this bill up and passes it, and they come in, and one of the guys drove from Washington State to Washington, D.C., and shot two of our National Guardsmen, and Sarah Ekstrom was killed. She was shot in the head, you know, so that doesn't work out. This, we're talking blood. You know, he says he's for the Laken Riley Act after he was for open borders and granting amnesty to all these illegal aliens. Now he says he's for sanctuary cities that he helped create by letting millions of terrorists and illegals come into this country. And he's now paying and giving them our money that we don't have, taxpayers. He's put us into bondage with this. We're paying to support people that aren't even citizens in this country. That's treason. And, you know, Breitbart put a news article out recently, about a month ago, that Lindsey being in IRI and over the USAID program that Trump finally closed last year, $122 million was funneled to NGOs working directly with Hamas and Al-Qaeda.
Let's start over with that, because I forgot about that. It turned out Doge found 93% of the money being stolen in all the agencies and groups and charities was Democrats, but the 7% was Republicans. And of all the Republicans that were taking money and running the NGO groups that fed them, Graham was the kingpin. And I forgot, it was Hamas, Al-Qaeda, ISIS, the Taliban. I mean, this guy is just, while he talks about we got to go to war to fight these people, he's literally their paymaster. Start over with that, sir.
Yeah. So $122 million from 2007 to 2024, he's put us, taxpayers, we are paying for the destruction of this country. Our tax money's going to pay for our enemies to destroy us. We're funding the end of America through Lindsey Graham. That's treason, everybody. It's treason.
By the way, folks, and it happens all the time, and it's good it happens, they catch some Muslim in Dallas, Texas, was cases last week, that gives $100,000 to Hamas or Al-Qaeda or ISIS, and they get indicted and they get 20 years in prison. How does Lindsey Graham give him hundreds of millions of dollars? How is he allowed to do that?
Yeah. He's stealing our money, Alex, when we pay our taxes and we're paying and funding the enemies.
Well, no wonder he won't debate you. No wonder he's hiding. No wonder he's hiding under a rock like a cockroach. Because let me guess, that'd be the first thing you bring up to him, right?
That's correct. Why would we allow, you know, people ask me, well, you'll be a freshman. He's a senior senator. How are you going to, you know, do better than him? I said, we don't need this man one more second in Congress funding the enemies of America.
Let's come back and talk about that. And also, I want you to give a personal message to America and South Carolina and one to Lindsey Graham. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Plugged for about 90 seconds at the end of the first hour. Didn't plug any last hour. And I raised that point. I'd say, oh, not good. I didn't plug. It's bad. I didn't plug. But I didn't want to interrupt that guest. That's how we fund this operation. If I just plugged twice an hour, we've done the math, we'd have plenty of funds around this place. And I can then hire more crew, more stuff. But I don't do it. So we're almost in the red again. So be conscious about this and realize when you fund this operation, you are funding your insurance in the fight against tyranny. And the products really work because we want to sell you something that is going to be great, that's good for you, that blows you away. So you go, man, that Alex Jones was right again. Not just about what he covers and says, but the products. RT3 iodine is not instant gratification. takes about 2 weeks on average for it to kick in. It is the missing link. Most people are iodine deficient. The iodine that's in the environment, most of it's bound, meaning it's not atomic. It's not pure on the periodic table. It is bound to a whole bunch of other stuff, and you don't absorb it properly. This is atomic iodine. It does everything. Now, again, you die without oxygen in 4 minutes. Everybody knows this. 4 minutes without oxygen, the average person's dead. Some people quicker. Without water, you die in about 4 days. Out in the desert today. Most people die in about 45 days without food. Now, why is that? Because the food has the vitamins and minerals in it. And I know I'm talking to you like you're 5 years old. I know most of you get this. For others that don't. Iodine, you can look it up, is one of the essential elements that without iodine, you die. Now, in the 1920s, they noticed about a 15-20 point IQ reduction, particularly in the Midwest, and massive spikes nationwide of child deformities, birth defects. And they did a bunch of big government studies and found that people that lived on coastal cities and that ate a lot of fish had higher IQs and basically almost no deformities. And they went, oh, it's the iodine. So they started putting a cheap form that's bound, but you still get some of it, but sodium fluoride, I think it's the one, in the salts. When I was a kid, it still said Morton salts, iodine added. You know, the little girl with the umbrella, and it says when it rains, it pours. This is the super version of that. Just a few drops a day. It takes 2 weeks on average to kick in for the average person. And your skin, your stamina, your libido. I remember, like, gosh, time flies, like 18 years ago or something, I met Dr. Edward Grubb, really smart guy, total visionary. And he said, listen, you need to start taking atomic iodine. And he'd come out with the only one. And he said, you should sell this private label. And I said, okay. He said, you know, you got some of those sunspots on your face. And I was like 38 then or so. And I didn't have bad skin, but I did have some sunspots, brown spots and stuff that weren't freckles. You know, we call them liver spots. And he said, all this other stuff will happen, your libido, everything. He goes, it's about 2 weeks for it to kick in. And right at about the two-week mark of the average person, you'll kind of feel crappy for a day or two. It's not like you have a cold or the flu, but you feel kind of groggy and tired. That's when it shifts in the cells, the mitochondria. And then a lot of toxins will get pushed out. You might even break out or something. But he said, after that, you'll feel incredible. 2 weeks later, I go, man, I feel like crap today. I have no energy. Lasts about a day. And then when I woke up the next day after feeling sick the day before, it was like I'd been carrying, you know, one of my kids on my shoulders. I'd carry them until they were like 5 or 6. Sometimes it'd be exhausting, but you take them off your shoulders, it feels so good. That's what it felt like. You're insane if you don't get this, and it funds our operation. And I only sell stuff that works, but it's not instant gratification. 2 weeks. Now be careful with it. Talk to your physician before, because if you've got some different thyroid issues, it can cause problems. In most cases, it helps, but you talk to your physicians. This isn't a game. And so a small percentage of people that can do some weird stuff. So be careful. This isn't, I'm not selling placebo here. I only sell stuff that kick you like a mule in a good way. Be conscious about this and realize when you fund this operation, you are funding your insurance in the fight against tyranny.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
The last beacon of truth in a world of deception, it's Alex Jones.
We got about 10 minutes left with our special guest, and I got a bunch of breaking news I haven't hit yet on the Iran war and more. And good news, President Trump is now starting to negotiate directly with Iran and with Hezbollah, and realizing that the peace process is being sabotaged by people like Graham, who've been caught running over to the Middle East and over to Europe to derail his plans. And that's what our guest, very close to beating Lindsey Graham, Mark Lynch, was saying, is how does Graham go and negotiate and do all this stuff and doesn't violate the Logan Act and a bunch of other stuff. But look at these headlines. Fury at war-happy senator for asking Americans to send their sons and daughters to the Middle East to fight when this chicken hawk, it has never been in any combat. Statewide poll shows majority of would-be voters view Lindsey Graham unfavorably, over 60%. So if Mark Lynch doesn't win, I would chalk it up to fraud, which I'm very concerned about. But if we have a big enough landslide like Trump had in 2024, we've done all the numbers on that, we can override that. But the most important thing is taking action, asking God to lead, God, and direct you. and praying. So I ask everybody to pray because, you know, some of the war hawks thought it was a big victory getting rid of Massey. I disagree with some things Massey stood for, but he had about a 90% conservative rating with the different groups. For them to say he's the worst, you know, he's liberal, well, by that yardstick, Lindsey Graham's a communist. I mean, he got Massey at 90%, 91%. You got Graham at 50-something, or even lower. Some of the ratings, 40. He votes worse than Democrat. It's just absolutely insane. But I wanted you to be able to, Mark Lynch, talk about any other key points. But I think it's important because I'll cut it out and post it on X and Rumble and it'll go viral. I think if you give a personal message to the people of America, you know, in South Carolina, but everybody around America should obviously be lobbying to South Carolinians, a quick few-minute message to them. I'll cut that out and just put it out by itself. But also, your message to Lindsey Graham, just calling him out, that's my idea if you feel like doing it, about what you'd like to say directly to him, because he wouldn't face you. He would never debate you. He would never show up anywhere. And so because you're unable to address him face to face, then I think as this race comes to an end, I think it's important you at least publicly address him telephonically face to face and call him out. But you've got the next 10 minutes. I'm going to not talk. You're hosting. You've got the floor, sir. Go ahead.
Wow. Thank you, Alex. You know, I want South Carolinians and Americans to remember that when Lindsey ran for president on CNN, he told the news reporter, he leaned over and said, and another thing, you know how you make America great again? Tell Donald Trump to go to hell. And then he told everybody, Joe won. What's not to like about Joe? I know him. He's a personal friend of mine. You got to look at yourself in the mirror and ask yourself, you've got some real problems if you don't like Joe. And on January the 6th, he ran and totally dissed President Trump and said, enough's enough. I can't do it anymore. He caused this insurrection and all the J6ers should have been shot in the head. Our people were set up by Sleepy Joe, Lindsey's pick. He liked him as his friend. They did a sting operation and took over the country and stole our country with a coup. And all the MAGA people were arrested when they were let in like a third grade field trip to see the Senate, you know. And then we remember the judges that Lindsey votes for. He voted for Sotomayor and Kagan and Bosa Berg and Judge Hurston. You know, when President Trump got back in the first few weeks this term, he wrote an executive order to reverse the transgender mutilation of our children with those surgeries. And Judge Hurston, one of Lindsey's judges that he and two other Republican senators voted with all the Democrats, let these Democratic crazy judges get in that are destroying our country and blocking everything on Trump's agenda. This is who Lindsey Graham is. And then, you know, I voted for President Trump 6 times. In 2016, when Lindsey ran, he got out of the race, told Donald Trump to go to hell, and he voted for Evan McMullen. He hasn't supported Trump. Everything he does is block what Trump does. He won't help pass the SAVE Act. If I'm in the U.S. Senate, I'll form a committee. We'll go up against Thune and give a motion to vacate, and we'll remove Thune and nuke the filibuster and start working again for the citizens of America. We can't hide under the filibuster and play a shell game and hide our votes what they would have been. We got to go ahead and vote and pass the SAVE Act, and with 22 million illegal aliens, that have come into America, we have to have a voter ID and proof of citizenship. This is crazy. We're not doing these common sense things, and America's tired of it. The Epstein Act, we've got people that are not doing their job, and I called Pam Bondi out on this of March of last year. We need to see some arrest. We need justice brought to these children. So America's watching the news every night. Nothing ever changes. And we're all playing the shell game. And we have these continuing resolutions that are keeping America from moving forward. We're moving backwards. And we're being taken over by the terrorists that are inside of our borders. So I'm running for office. I've got a deep state knowledge of what's going on. I'm endorsed by General Mike Flynn. I'm endorsed by true pro-life advocates like Equal Protection South Carolina, not these fake pro-life organizations that endorse Lindsey for being okay for murdering children up to 15 weeks and voting on a bill to put our money into bondage through Obamacare and Medicaid, funding Planned Parenthood in 9 states for a woman to have an abortion up until the moment before delivery. That's what Lindsey Graham votes on. South Carolinians, it's up to y'all. I'm willing to go. I've invested $5 million of my own money. I'm a godly character man. You have to have certain godly character to be nominated to be an ordained deacon in a church. That's me. I've run a business for 40 years, grown it 35 times, debt-free. And I'm willing to go serve you with a servant's heart. That's what I've done all my life is serve. And I'm willing to go and be that for you in D.C. as your U.S. senator. And we can help remove the disgrace that this state is under with a bubble wand senator named Lindsey Lady G. Graham. That's his name, Lady G. in Washington. We all know it, and he doesn't have the character to be in a high office position. So let's remove him this year, and let's give a wonderful birthday present to America and to South Carolina on our 250th anniversary, and bring back a God-fearing patriot that'll serve you well in Congress and serve America first.
Amen to that. Now, I'm putting you on the spot here, but he, again, as I said, he dodges debates, will never be seen in public. Even the local news admits in South Carolina he's hiding. So you won't be able to ever, you know, challenge him in person, which I know you really wanted with you know, how he funds Al-Qaeda and Taliban and Hezbollah and Hamas. And just is this horrible demon when he's not following little girls around with a bubble wand in Disney World down in Orlando. But just please address Lindsey Graham, because if you do this live and we put it out and say, you know, Mark Lynch, you know, I mean, the headline is polls show Lindsey Graham is close to losing South Carolina Senate primary to Mark Lynch. His dark horse challenger issues direct message to Lindsey Graham after months of hiding or something like that, or come out of hiding. What is your challenge to him? Because he'll watch this. You're talking to Lindsey Graham right now. What do you say to him?
Yeah. As the new leader, I appreciate you cleaning out your office, and it's time for you to deal with your sins and start recovering from that and quit lying to yourself. The lies aren't working in South Carolina anymore. We've seen the patterns all these years. The gig is up. Your voting record proves it. You're a communist, Democrat, traitor to Americans, and we're tired of it. And you're being removed this June 9th.
Please continue. We're going to edit this. We're live now, but I want to put this out as like basically a promo or ad. I had my mic on. I was telling him, throw the bubble wand up. Sorry. Start back over. I had my mic open. Please continue, sir.
I would tell Lindsey to his face, you know, the gig's up. You're lying. We're all tired of it. Now that we have the information, South Carolinians are informed, you got a problem in your personal life that you need to get honest with and face it. We've all faced it. We're calling you out on it. Get some help, brother. Come on. You know, but you're not going to use that character in D.C., an ungodly character and a lifestyle that you bring in a high office position any longer. It's over. We're replacing you, and God's done with you. He puts those in authority and removes those that he doesn't want to have in authority anymore. And no amount of money is going to help you. And all the lies and the attacks you've put up against me, people are reading between the lines. They're not stupid. South Carolina knows that you have Trump's endorsement. He's using you, and he won't have to use me. I'll just do the right thing, and he can trust that one of the senators in South Carolina is going to be with him and support him in America First issues for a change. And I don't have a MAGA hat, Make Iran Great Again. What is that about? It's about Make America Great Again. And you know how we do that? We bring God back first. That's how the country was formed in its early days in the beginning, with patriots that bled and gave their life to create this great nation. And we're going to bring God back first again as the foundation for this country. That's what will make America great again, when we have his values in Congress and making decisions based off of God's word and the Constitution that is the supreme law of this land. So, Lindsey, again, thank you for getting my office cleaned out. And we'll be bringing our new staff with us. It's over June 9th. So you've got 5 more days. And I think it's too late. It's going to happen. This will be a wonderful birthday present to give America, with the removal of a traitor named Lindsey Graham, Lady G.
Well, I know that Trump is a good man overall, and he is very smart on things he studied and is focused on, but being an executive over millions of people, I've only got 50-something people, and it's very hard if they weren't really doing a great job and doing what I told them and giving me feedback and challenging me sometimes. I couldn't run anything. Trump has millions of people, so I give him a pass at many levels. But at first, he was getting ready to endorse Cornyn, who is not as bad as Graham, but you know he's one of the more establishment types up there and hadn't been in support of a Trump and has been pro-gun control and things. And the fact that Trump finally got religion and endorsed Ken Paxton, who's just an incredible patriot and has fought the BlackRock and the UN and the left and the pedophile rings and just all of it, that was a good thing. And we've seen all these other rhinos that Trump went against. Most of the people he primaried deserved it. I don't think Massey did, but it was a mixed bag. But that's why it's a paradox, and not making it about Trump, but it's a well-known weakness of Trump that if you just are nice and calm and agree with him to his face, the truth is Trump acts tough, and he has a lot of stamina, and he is tough in ways. But the real truth is Trump is really a sweetheart. He's a really nice guy. And that people that kiss his ass, he will forgive them, and that's what Graham does. And he talks to him all the time, and Graham sits there and tells him whatever he wants to hear while Graham runs around stabbing him in the back. And I just, it's you've been very classy about not getting on Trump's ass about this, but I wish in the 11th hour that Trump would not throw him under the bus because he deserves it. I mean, I remember not just the quote you said, he said so many, and here's the thing, when I criticize Trump, it's that the Pentagon says 92% chance the bullets don't fall and they close the strait and it kills your recovery. If we can make them fall, great. I don't think it'll work. Don't do it. And then I get called a traitor and they tell Trump I'm attacking him and he, you know, believes it or whatever. That's fine. I'm not in a popularity contest here. And I'm willing to, you know, do things even if I get attacked. But then I was there and I was persecuted for Trump. And I watched all this happen. And I watched the very people now he snuggled up to were his main enemy. And it's just frustrating that Trump's got this blind spot. And he definitely has it. And, you know, from our mouths to, you know, Trump's ears, do you have any message to Trump about Trump? You got your enemy sitting right next to you. 11th hour, would you like to tell Trump to reconsider his endorsement of Graham?
Absolutely. I mean, South Carolinians are scratching their heads. We're all fighting hard and have worked our butts off, too, for the last 4 years before this, the term that he's serving now, working for him. The people I've worked with helped promote the Clay Clark tour, General Flynn and a lot of the people, Roger Stone and everybody, working hard, speaking all over America. And so everybody's wondering, how can Trump endorse Lindsey Graham after the way Lindsey's treated him, spoke about him, votes against him, does everything against Trump, blocks all of his agenda, acts like the president in the Ukraine. Finally, Trump calls him out. You better watch your mouth down there. And all we can say, Mr. President, is that we know you're one of the greatest presidents this country's ever had. You've gone through so much persecution and sacrifice. We thank you for that. So we respect you. We voted for you. We worked hard to help get you elected. All of us have. This great state loves you. But we know that you can make some mistakes, and South Carolina says, I speak for the majority of the state of South Carolina, your endorsement of Lindsey Graham is wrong, and that won't save him this time. We still don't think any different about you. We love you and respect you, appreciate what you're doing, serving the great people of America and South Carolina, but we have our right to pick who we want, and it isn't Lindsey Graham.
Well, that's right. It's a paradox.
We can't have him.
Because the polls are 60 to 65%, the ones I've seen. We showed one like 62% earlier, don't like Lindsey Graham. Well, then how are we expected to believe he's about to win, even though you're closing in? I think you're going to win legitimately. It's just very concerning because, and I forget all the quotes, but you just reminded me of one. Also, they ask about Graham going around undermining the Ukraine war deal, and Trump said he better watch it, he could go to prison. I forgot about that clip. And then he made a couple other, because I say Trump's smart but not sophisticated, actually smarter than that. Keep your enemies close. I don't know what his thing is with Graham, but Repeat that quote, because I'd forgot about that. He also recently said he ought to watch his mouth. Yeah, so we have seen some movement, which is good, because he went from endorsing Cornyn to Paxton, so that's why I brought this up.
Yeah. Well, Trump just said a couple of months after Lindsey kept going to the Ukraine every other week or so, that he said, you better watch your mouth down there, because, you know, he's not the Secretary of War or the Secretary of State, Marco Rubio. What are you doing? You're definitely not speaking for the president. So Trump called him out about it.
But I'm trying to remember, because I want to pull it up later. We'll put it in post. We post this interview. It's live now, but I like to doll these up with the clips. Like when you brought up his attacks on Trump, we're going to add those in. Trump said also, about to get a Marine One, he said, yeah, he ought to watch it. That's illegal. Remember that?
Something to that, yep.
Yeah, he said, Lindsey ought to watch it. Exactly. You go to prison for that or something like that.
Yeah, and that's when Larry Johnson brought up he's in violation of the Logan Act.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
so all we can figure, Alex, is that, you know, Trump knows there's a lean Senate majority, and he's used Lindsey with this endorsement to make sure he could get his vote, because Lindsey usually drags a couple other Republican senators with him, and he needed him to get the big, beautiful bill across the finish line and some of those things.
Yeah, that's what Trump said.
But when I get there.
Go ahead.
Yeah. When I get there, we won't have to worry about that. I'm going to do the right thing for America.
No, I think you nailed it. I think he's been using Graham because he had a narrow majority. Well, you know, the poll numbers are down for the Republicans because of this war, but the Democrats are sunk even further, and now they've got some redistricting that's not as much as it should be, but it's better. So cross our fingers and get everybody to vote. Mark Lynch, everybody should go to your site. They should support it. They should donate. LynchForSenate.com and Mark Lynch, South Carolina. Incredible job, and I hope to be talking to you in a week when you're won the nomination. And then I think with South Carolina, if you win the nomination, you pretty much got it, right?
That should be it, yep. South Carolina's not ready for a Democrat senator.
Well, you already kind of got one.
We've had one. That's what we're trying to do, is remove the Democrat. Come on.
But you're not ready for
the
an
Democrats
official.
Democrats are just stupid. Yeah. The Democrats show how stupid they are. They've had a great Democrat all these years in Lindsey Graham.
They have. It's incredible. So, all right, Mark Lynch, thank you so much, and we'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
God bless you. Thanks.
God bless you, sir. What a great guy. Man, there's so many great Americans like that guy. And he's been spending his whole adult life funding, you know, good Republicans for office, and now he's put all his money into this fight. Oh, goodness gracious. Yeah, I got like 5 minutes left, and I had like 50 stories here I didn't get to. But that's okay, because you saw what I did last night. I'm not complaining. It was a real pleasure. I was up here until 8 o'clock last night shooting special reports on stuff. So all this other news is so big, I'm going to just stay up here as late as I need to be on this Thursday night to get all this out, because I got a responsibility to do this. It's just something's got to be done. Harrison Smith's getting ready to come in here with the war room. And Harrison's been working here 9 years. And when I hired him, he was great. But he's really doing a fabulous job now. And so he's coming in here. He'll have all the latest news, all the breaking information, guests, clips, calls, everything. The war room. And you find the feeds at rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. That's the new official Rumble. That's the main one. Go there. That's the new site. rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. And on X at Real Alex Jones. And for anybody that isn't on Rumble or on X, just go to alexjoneslive.com. That's the new news site with the live feeds, the audio feeds, the articles, the reports, everything. All the great crew at InfoWars just got moved over here with new ownership. I don't own it. So the bad guys can't shut down. I'm the news director. And when enough funds come in, we're going to bring on a bunch of hosts, bring on a bunch of reporters, a lot of the old reporters we had, new reporters. You got my 100% commitment that all I need is money to fight my legal battles with these people, and I got my house and my car and my insurance, and I'm going a couple vacations a year. I'm not Mr. Fancy Pants. When you support me, 99% of the money is going in to vaporize the enemy. I mean, it is just on target. I'm a zealot. I'm a true believer. I'm totally committed. I foam at the mouth. I mean, I am like an attack dog. A pit bull bred for fighting. You throw me in a pit, I just start snapping, attacking. I mean, I love it. But you got to sew me up after each fight, and you got to give me a bowl of dog food and some water when you throw me in the kennel. So I got scars all over me, and I love it. And I got a big old yellow, big old pink tongue, you know, flapping out of my mouth there, and I'm panting and bleeding with stab wounds all over me. But I love it. I'm happier than a cross-eyed possum. But I need your word of mouth. I need your prayer, and I need you to keep me in this fight because I got plenty of will. My spirit's strong, but the flesh is weak. You, like gravity, have to hold us up with your word of mouth, your prayer, and your support. And again, I'm going to say it. I'm obsessed with accuracy. I wouldn't sell you a supplement that didn't work. I wouldn't sell you a supplement that wasn't the best. I wouldn't sell you something that isn't going to give you great delivery because I want you to get it again. All you've got to do is believe the common sense and go to thealexofshore.com. Do you understand that I've got the stamina and libido I had when I was 18 because of the supplements I'm on? The cocktail methylene blue, the T3 iodine, the bovine colostrum, the Irish sea moss, the Shilajit. And all I know is when I take it all together, it just gets better and better. And then I'll forget to not take it all, and all of a sudden, oh, I'm not feeling as good. And I'll go, oh, right back on it all. It's incredible. So I got to put a Lazy Susan at your breakfast table or whatever. I got a Lazy Susan in my bedroom on the nightstand with the very same supplements. And then I got another on the breakfast table. And then, you know, the maid or my wife or whatever sometimes will move it. And a month later, I go, hey, I've been taking my supplements. Where'd you put my Lazy Susan? That's ugly. I don't like it. Well, you know what? I don't make a lot of rules around here. You can do the rest of the house. My Lazy Susan, stay there. Because I forget to take it if you do that. So the only way this stuff doesn't work is you don't buy it, you don't get it, you don't take it. TheAlexJonesStore.com, 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 TheAlexJonesStore.com. And you can't give the globalist a bigger black eye than by supporting us. You can also make straight contributions at TheAlexJonesStore.live. You can make straight contributions on the tab. That way, instead of getting, you know, 40% or whatever, that's what we get on average with discounted products when we have sales. We don't have big markups here. These are quality. With a donation, it's only credit card fees. We get like 95% of it. Go to alexjoneslive.com, make a contribution right now. We need your support. It takes money to win a war. I'm taking the deep state on at point blank range only because of your support. And so today and tomorrow is the last day. Every order you put in for any product at thealexjonesstore.com is put in 100X in the sweepstakes. And at the last week of each month, there's a crossover where you get put in for the old vehicle and the new offer of the vehicle on the site. So that's going on right now. Only until tomorrow night, you can win $20,000, the custom H1 Hummer and the 2026 Dodge Charger Scat Pack right now. This is that window where you can win both right now, 100X entries, but only until tomorrow.
These new data centers will oversee everyone in the galaxy. I will be in full control.
Power levels are stable. Proceed with the install. Copy that. Installing the module now. Connection confirmed. All green.
Cable secured. Power to the cluster. Initiating boot sequence. Component locked. Running diagnostics. Archive systems online. Report to command.
Construction team, report status. Power grid stable, TK-421. Cabling complete, no faults. Proceed to phase two for the Empire.
Things are going according to plan. The Emperor will be happy. The Empire demands perfection.
Status report. Any anomalies?
Diagnostics are clear, sir.
Proceed with the calibration. Watch for fluctuations.
I find your desire for privacy insignificant. The Empire's new data network will observe every corner of the galaxy, every signal, every act of disloyalty.
A disturbance in the Force there is. Feel it, you can.
Those who obey have nothing to fear. Those who resist will be terminated.
even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.